Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, a spooky adventure.
Sorry, excuse me if I interrupt for a moment. Chris here. I just wanted to warn our listeners that if they notice that my dialogue sounds slightly odd this week, that's because I had a bit of a recording disaster and had to redub most of my lines.
Have you finished?
Yes.
Thank you. Minions, take him away.
Wait, what?
Make sure he understands the true cost of fame to check his audio settings. Now, where was I? A spooky adventure for D&D 5th edition. Episode 11. He's the People's Paladin.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Book Zombie Presents Curse of Strahd. The whole gang is back again today, apart from Jason, obviously, who may be able to return at a later date depending on how things go with his tests and things. So last time you've been doing some exploring of the village of Barovia, which is where you find yourselves. We had a surprise-ish reappearance from Lena. So Lena has returned to the fold after being instructed on how to leave the death house by her rock, apparently.
Jeffrey.
And you explored the Blood of the Vine Tavern and caught up with the son of the Burgermeister, Ismark Korianovich. I think I pronounced that more or less right. And he's invited you back to his home with the idea that you might be able to escort his sister, Irina, to somewhere safer, as she seems to be Strahd's particular obsession at the moment. Before she is prepared to leave, she wishes to give her recently dead father a decent burial, but has not found anyone in the village who will help them carry the bodies to the church. So you've agreed to do that on her behalf. I believe that's where we left it last time. You just had a good night's sleep, and all of your hit points and everything should be back to normal. So you're at full strength, ready for a new and exciting day.
Huzzah!
Yay!
Not too exciting, Rob.
Ready to kick some behinds.
Okay, so as usual, we'll go through and let everyone introduce themselves in the order they are on my screen. So today we're starting with Caius.
Hi, I'm Caius Wickersham. I'm playing Darius Talvinar, a human monk.
Okay, thank you. Penny?
Hi, I'm Penny Hill. I'm playing Marmoset Quince, human ranger.
Thank you. Alton?
Hi, I'm Alton MacDonald, and I am playing Semyon Anatov, Idiot Paladin.
You want to get that projected behind you, as you got that green screen behind you.
Idiot Paladin.
Rick.
I am Rick the Whitebird, and I am playing Lena Random, the tiefling druid who talks to rocks.
Jane.
I am Jane, also known as Cellar Door 10, and I am playing Tisrael Forge Flame, our new edition.
Okay, and finally, Josh.
And of course, I am Josh, and I play Tiefling Sorcerer Aramon.
Hooray, we're all here. So, where we last left it, you had just awoken in the Burgermeister's mansion, or the Burgomaster, as the book insists on calling it, which still amuses me. So the plan for today, I believe, was to escort the Laced Burgermaster's body to the church.
Okay.
All right.
I forgot to do something last night that I should have done.
Ricky Rick, is the Burgermeister helping or hurting your hunger situation?
It's not helping, definitely.
It's the Burgermeister.
Yeah, hilarious.
I think a Burgomeister is something slightly different.
Now I want a burger.
Exactly.
I just ate a burger.
Miggy.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot to put my dead man's wineskin in with the body last night, and I could have had some wine.
I'm sorry, what?
That sounds what? Really weird.
Care to explain?
Is this in-game or out-of-game? Because I'm confused.
Yeah, explain yourself.
The question is, would the urn count? The urn that has now two different dwarves' ashes in it? Would it count for that item?
I don't know. let me see what
if it spent the night in the same room as that.
Let's see.
Because we have an urn with two different dwarves' ashes, and we're going to have it for a while. So.
Oh, that's right. That was the gothic trinket you got at the beginning of the game, right?
Ooh. Yep.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
It's the wineskin that needs to spend a night with, like, a corpse or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it'll fill up
with oh!
What do you think, DM? Does the urn count as that?
I would say no, I think.
Yeah, because that's not as weird.
Oh, do you know what? Let's say yes, because it's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go for
it's like,
yes.
No wine for you, Ricky Rick.
Wine for breakfast.
The best kind of breakfast. Actually, I'm more of a mimosa girl myself, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, if I'm going to have a drink for breakfast, then something fizzy is definitely required.
Yeah.
Wine's a bit heavy for breakfast.
So champagne for Chris at breakfast only.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Mimosas are good for you. They have orange juice.
Yes.
Technically a fruit portion.
Same with screwdrivers. They're good for you. They have orange juice.
They're definitely good for you.
And you can fix your chairs while you're there. Well, I see we're off to a raring start today. This is almost nerd therapy levels of chaotic. Okay.
Achievement unlocked.
She's all honored.
Right. Okay. Let's get this body to the church on time.
I'm getting buried in the morning.
And they're off.
I don't even. Oh, yeah.
Almost makes me wish we had a bard.
So, are we just going to the strongest of us carry this body? Are we going to see if there's a hand cart or something we could wheel him in?
Bring out your dad.
I think a cart, because if they're being attacked, then we do want, like, weapons free, don't we?
Well, that's a very right. good point. Okay, let's ask our wonderful hosts if there is such a thing as a hand cart that we could use. And we're not going to go to hell in it.
Oh, we are.
Just wait.
That's not for you to decide.
Oh, my.
Forbidding.
Are you going to ask Penny?
Yeah, I'm asking Mr. DM.
Oh, sorry, you were asking
I'm
me.
I'm asking our lovely hosts. Well, unless somebody else is playing our lovely hosts.
Sorry, my brain was thinking about something else at that point. Beg your pardon. Yes, sorry, what was your question?
Do our lovely hosts have a handcart that we could use for transporting their father to the church?
Not really that would be suitable for that. Obviously, if we had a handcart, we could probably have managed the journey without having to ask anybody else for help.
Okay, who's strongest and can you do a fireman's lift on it with a dead body?
That's probably me, isn't it?
I can't find my strength. Oh, yes, 16. I think you are stronger than me.
Do remember that the body is already in a coffin.
I
was just about to ask that. I couldn't remember if it was or not.
Yes, because remember it's a crudely made coffin that the Aww. Brother and sister made themselves.
Does that mean it's got rude words scratched on the side?
Actually, hold on a sec. I want to check something.
While Jane's checking that, is now you say crudely constructed, so it doesn't have handles on it. It's basically just like a large wooden box.
Absolutely, yeah.
We just carry it on our shoulders.
Yeah.
Being all different sizes, you know, we can put the dwarf in one spot and then a tiefling right next to it.
Do you know it? It occurred to me that the height differences in characters might make an issue in this, but you're going to have to balance that, right, aren't you?
I turn and I say, well, if you give me an hour and some coin, I could create some wheels to put on them.
So we can have a wheeled coffin that we can push through the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Sounds good to me.
Adam's family pram.
Like, how much coin would you need any?
It needs to equal the value of the ultimate, like, product.
Okay. I mean, something like that set of wheels. So you're thinking about a platform with wheels on and you put the coffin on that?
Sure, yeah.
Or are you thinking of screwing on wheels to the coffin?
A little axle go through the middle of the coffin, be fine.
Well, I think it's supposed to be, well, I mean, I can do a full suit of armor, so Yeah. I mean, I think you can decide how complicated I can get with this, but it's an hour-long ritual. As long as
we want a dragon's head at the front,
that might take multiple hours.
Truthfully, the first thing that comes to mind is going ahead, since the height differences between all of us, is wheels on the coffin. Yeah, it'd be a buggy, but still, we.
I think it might be your host might consider it slightly more respectful to do a trolley with wheels and put the thing on the trolley. Yes. It is their father you're transporting after all.
Or maybe like a hand cart or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, sort of trestle trolley thing would probably.
Is that something I can create?
I would imagine so, if you know, as long as it's not worth more than 100 gold pieces. And I don't think something like that, okay. I would imagine, costs more than about 10, 15 gold for something like that. So,
Okay, so...
Oh, well, thanks. Thank you very much. That's an excellent suggestion and very thoughtful of you. Yes, that would be brilliant. And they reach into an... closet and pass on to you the money needed to create it.
Okay. I say, okay, well, I'll be done with this. And I mean, I have only done it a couple times, but it usually takes about an hour. So I'll be doing that in this corner over here, and then you guys do whatever you want. Bye.
Have we had breakfast yet?
Yes, you have. That was the last thing you did before.
We had breakfast. Okay. Some of us have breakfast in the game. In the game, we all have breakfast. Oh, shut up.
No.
But what about second breakfast?
Oh.
Are any of you halflings?
Oh, no, I don't think any of us are halflings.
No, so...
Oh. I will also... Tiz looks over at Simeon before she starts this ritual and says, are you kind of, like, the main, like, fighter person in the group?
I look around at everybody else to see if anybody's saying otherwise. Apparently, yes.
I thought it was our wonderful paladin.
He is our wonderful paladin.
Mm-hmm. I thought he... Sorry, I'm getting my names confused.
And I'm like, okay, maybe would you, if you would prefer to have a bonus to your... armor or to your sword, which would you prefer?
Ooh. Well, I don't have a sword, and I hold up a flail.
Flail.
Flail will do, yeah.
Whichever one.
I'll take that, and I hold out the flail.
Okay.
And try not to hit you in the face with it.
All right, and so she gives you the blessing of the forge, mm-hmm. which for the next, basically until our next long rest, or until I die, it is now a magic item with it's a basically a plus one flail.
Sweet.
Oh, very nice.
I only get to do that once a day, but Forge cleric. I have fancy things.
That is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, cool.
Okay.
Okay, so Marmoset wanders out and has a little wander around the garden and looks to see if they've got any interesting trees, shrubs, herbs. Stuff, you know, what are they growing?
Lena's gonna go with her.
If you want to give us an investigation roll,
okay. I'm gonna go with her. Do you want me to do the same?
Yep, if you wish.
Or it could be a nature roll.
I think a nature roll might be better. Give the investigation you just rolled.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm rolling a nature roll. There we go. I get a 22 on my nature roll.
That's better.
Oh my goodness!
That's two natural ones in a row.
A natural one
investigation roll.
Yeah, we had two natural ones in a row, folks.
I apparently this druid knows nothing about nature either.
They know nothing about anything. Maybe they're just like. Maybe they're just so amazed by Tiz's ritual, like as she binds coin together into a trolley, that they just can't see anything else.
We are off to a great start.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Pretty much.
Yep, okay. So looking around the garden, such as there is, you can see that at one time there is kind of, there are the remnants of a beautiful garden about this. But the key word there is remnants, not beautiful. obviously...
There are the remains of a fine linen about Ruth.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Pirate's Penzance reference, everybody. Don't get excited. Yeah, you can see that at some point, somewhere in the past, this would have been a beautifully kept garden. But now, like all of the growth in the village, underneath the sullen sky, it's just kind of, it's weeds and grass and anything pretty much that doesn't require special treatment to grow. Anything will grow where nothing else will.
So, Jerusalem artichokes then. Okay.
Nope, I'm telling you, not even Jerusalem artichokes will grow in this garden.
Aww. What is a Jerusalem artichoke?
Just the regular type of artichoke that's just more...
You eat the root. It has like potatoes. It has a tuber, which is very, very knobbly. In fact, it has lots of tubers. And if you get...
Okay, I'm just going to...
Yeah. I love artichokes. Oh, my gosh.
The key thing is once you start growing them, it turns out to be very difficult to stop growing them.
Whoa, they're weird looking.
Oh, yeah. And the Jerusalem, actually, is a mistransliteration of Jerusalem as in sunflower, because they are related to sunflowers.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's so much going on in the name of this thing. It appears to bear no resemblance to an actual artichoke.
Correct.
Okay, that's why I was confused. I was like, what? I love artichokes. What is this? Mm-hmm. Okay, we can move on. Sorry.
It's quite nice roasted, but a little goes a long way. Does make nice soup, actually.
Anyway, Gardner's question time this week has come from...
I am so going to have to dig out the Gardner's question time theme music and overlay that over that little bit.
It has come from the village of Barovia or wherever it is we are.
This week's episode of Gardner's question time comes to us from the picturesque village of Barovia. Now we won't. Barovia is not going
to be... To be fair, it's usually questions about British culture time.
Right.
British and American culture.
Now I know Barovia is not going to be winning any best kept village competitions, but it has certain things that could appeal to the determined gardener.
Okay, so... now, let me see. I'm not sure. Obviously, herbs and weeds and things I'm probably quite good on. I'm just wondering if there's anything actually useful that I could pick and take with me.
There's nothing growing in the scrubby remains of the garden that could be of particular use.
Oh.
Are there any thorns? Can I gather some thorns? Sticks. Sticks will work.
What? For?
Oh, for my spike growth. It's for a spell.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Sweet.
Let's say yes. You can gather up materials for your spell.
Sweet beans are made of leaves.
Who am I to disagree?
Better believe it.
Oh, it is so one of those nights tonight, isn't it? Or morning for you folks. Okay, anybody else do anything while...
Because my thing takes an hour, so...
So while Tiz is doing her spell...
I'm going to drink some more wine.
Didn't see that coming.
I'm going to continue reading up on what isn't there about this village.
Okay.
With a note stuck in a book. Sorry. Anyone else doing anything?
Not at the moment, no. Playing with my new toy?
In public?
Excuse me?
I think this is only like Tiz's second or third time doing this. So if anybody's watching her do this, there's definitely sort of like a, okay, and then, oh, right. And then, remembering like, oh, right, I learned this. Let me, it's not second nature yet.
Mm-hmm. Is there that point where she looks at something and goes, trapped? And has to unpick it and put an extra bit in that she'd forgotten.
Yeah, maybe. There's this moment where the coins are all sort of coalescing and she's like, oh, wait, no, okay.
Apparently I had an extra coin left over.
Oh, this was supposed to go somewhere. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it's like the end of the IKEA construction sequence where you're like, exactly. Where does this go? You have one very important looking bolt.
Yep. The bolt of doubt. It's in every IKEA kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that. I had to put in a new mixer tap in the upstairs bathroom a couple of months ago. And it was only when I finished that I realised that the washer that sits between the central thing and the sink itself got forgotten. The problem is that I've got to take the whole thing apart again. And because of the way the plumbing is, it's going to be not a small job. But it does need to be done at some point.
Ouch. Yeah, that sounds rough.
I'm not a natural plumber. Or indeed anything practical, really. Okay.
Do you play one on TV?
I don't think I can even do a good impression. Okay, so obviously there's no failure chance with your spell, is there? Nope. Okay, so an hour or so later, you have a wheeled trolley, courtesy of Tiz.
Woohoo!
Unfortunately, that means I can't turn undead until tomorrow, kids. So just be aware of that.
Oh.
Because that's my channel divinity.
Oh, right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's,
So.
Well, that just made things interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, load the coffin up onto the trolley.
Yep. Okay.
I mean, with all due respect.
Yep.
Bring out your dead.
Load him up.
Mm-hmm. To me.
Wagons roll.
Rolling.
Okay, what's happened to that respect for the dead thing from a couple of episodes ago?
Oh, actually, sorry, it's once per... So if we take a short rest, I'll get it back. I forgot about that.
Oh, so okay. We take a short rest halfway there and then we're good. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
We'll be fine. We don't. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll be fine. Famous last words.
Yeah.
Fine. Everything's fine.
We don't need a short rest.
Okay. So you are starting from around. Nope. Where is it? It's here. You're starting from here.
Are we?
Yes. I believe so.
Oh.
Yep. Because that's the house.
Is it?
Okay.
Okay.
That's the pub. That's the house.
I assumed this was the house. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I assumed the house was on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I was under the impression that was the house as well.
Okay, so we've been wrong this whole time. We're here.
Okay, and I assume, was this the church?
Sorry, beg your pardon. Oh, for the love of God. Yes, that was me being an idiot again. I wasn't far enough out. No, you're right. This is the, this is the house.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking, yeah, this is going to be easy.
Where you're heading for is here, at the top.
Sorry, I had something over the screen, which is the house we're actually in again. Yeah. Sorry.
We are here.
Here.
Oh, right, the way down here.
And you're heading
and we're going here.
Yep. Oh, well, that's fair enough. It's sort of straight ahead and then leftish at the crossroads, but not all the way left.
Yeah, it'll probably be totally easy.
Absolutely.
No complications or anything.
What could possibly go wrong?
Never say that.
You had to say it out loud.
Okay, I stand on the left-hand side of the coffin, trolley thingy, sort of gently ready to guide, push it slightly to the right, stop it falling off the trolley, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, obviously this is a relatively makeshift construction under the circumstances, so no insult intended. you will have to probably keep people on the sides of it just to make sure it stays on course and things like that.
Is the sister coming with us?
Yes, the whole remnants of the family are coming as well.
Okay. I'm going to...
In that case, Yekon.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I said I'm going to walk in the back with them, following along and console them. Maybe shed a tear.
Okay, so you make your way up the street with the trolley. Various people come out of some of the houses to watch you as you go past. Their expressions are not exactly happy, shall we say. There's a lot of glares and things like that as you go past. Nobody's taken any violent action or anything like that, but it's absolutely clear that the presence of Irina is not popular with people. I mean, they're not too worried because obviously it's daytime. Mm. But any trust they might have had in her in the past has been somewhat curtailed by recent events. But you proceed up the road without incident. As you head up towards the church, this is what you see. Atop a slight rise against the roots of the pillar of stone that supports Castle Ravenloft stands a grey, sagging edifice of stone and wood. This church has obviously weathered the assaults of evil for centuries on end and is worn and weary. A bell tower rises towards the back, and flickering light shines through holes in the shingled roof. The rafters strain feebly against the load. Okay, you're heading further towards the church.
So we're sort of here-ish by now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The heavy wooden doors of the church are covered with claw marks and scarred by fire. This might sound vaguely familiar.
Ooh. Okay.
So similar to how the house was.
Yep.
Hmm. So at some point it's had similar treatment to the house. As you approach, Ismark walks to the front of the procession and pushes open the doors.
Start rolling the carriage inside?
Yeah.
Okay. The doors open to reveal a 10-foot-wide, 20-foot-long hall leading to a brightly lit chapel. The hall is unlit and reeks of mildew.
Sorry about that, Figs.
Why did I just know that was going to happen?
Mama said, I think we talked about this. You're supposed to hold it in polite company.
Four doors, two on each side of the hall, lead to adjacent chambers. You can see that the chapel is strewn with debris, and you can hear a soft voice from within reciting a prayer. Suddenly, the prayer is blotted out by an inhuman scream that rises up from beneath the wooden floor.
Everything's super normal here.
Completely.
Whoa.
What on earth?
That doesn't sound good.
I think I'm going to drop to the floor and put my ear up against and hear what I can hear. You said it's coming from beneath the floor.
Yes, you can clearly hear.
Yeah, I'll do the same. Yeah.
Do I need to roll anything? Investigation? Perception?
Nope. Mm-hmm. It is very obvious what direction that scream is coming from.
There was something I was going to say, but it just like, no, it's gone.
Just a quick question. Are we going to have to take the body down there?
I shouldn't think so.
Okay. I just want to be prepared.
I'm going to step in the door and call, who oversees this church? Come and do your duty.
You're such a people person.
He's the people's paladin.
I think I'm being perfectly polite, to be honest.
Okay.
Now raise the eyebrow.
I haven't said anything rude.
So when you... The blackbird's at it again. I can hear it.
I was like, that sound doesn't belong here.
I know, right? It's very idyllic.
Yes.
We have a very noisy blackbird that sits on our neighbour's roof, as you can hear.
Yeah. I find it lovely.
Oh, yeah. I've got like a family of robins that want to sit in a tree and squeak in the early morning.
Better than a whole bunch of grackles that are just going nuts.
What's a grackle?
It's a black bird that it's
brown body, metallic green head. It loves to just prowl around in your lawn.
Ooh.
Either for whatever the smelly leavings of the bird feeder or for grubs. Well, if it was for grubs, it would at least be useful.
Right.
Oh, dear.
We're getting a real natural history lesson this session.
Ooh, lovely iridescent colours.
Anyway.
Ooh.
Okay, so Semyon calls out from the chapel in front of you. So you've got the two doors on either side, then the broken down chapel in front of you. A man stands up from by the altar. He is an elderly, priestly-looking man in rather tattered vestments and looks again tired and worn down. And would everybody like to make me a perception roll, please?
Ooh.
He is for perception.
23.
Ooh, another 22.
There's some nice rolls there. Wow, they're getting some nice rolls.
That's 20.
13.
Fine. So, Lena and Darius.
Darius can see for miles and miles.
I can see for miles and miles. Yeah, so Lena and Darius particularly, you can see there's definitely a gleam to his eye. That makes you think, this possibly is not somebody. Let's just say that his hold on his sanity is somewhat tenuous. He stands up and starts to walk towards you. As he's walking towards you, another ah! comes out of the basement. God, I can't do that too often.
No. Anyway.
What was that?
What was that? That was just my son. Don't worry about it.
What's wrong with your son? He sounds, I don't know, like sick or weird or something. I don't, looks around at the rest of the group like, can somebody help me? Like, it sounds bad.
In agony, maybe?
Sounds like he's in pain.
Ken, what's your business here today? You're taking me away from the prayers for my son.
I'm going to gesture at the body.
I'll point at it myself.
You need to perform a funeral rite. That is our business here today.
So at that point, Irina and, I really struggle to remember his name. What is it? I'm terrible with names.
Bob. From now on, he'll be Bob.
And the other Bob. Guy.
Bob the brother.
Hey, Bob.
As a sort of professional religious person, can I tell, can I tell, like, what God, like, is there any sort of insignia or indication of who they worship here? Or what vibe I get?
There's nothing particularly specific. It looks like a fairly common chapel you get in small villages where basically all of the main religions of the area would be supported, as you know from your explorations previously. This appears to be the only religious building in the village, so it kind of stands in as and when for all services that are required.
Ah, it's the airport ecumenical chapel idea.
Roughly speaking, I suppose. Jane, your screen has gone black. Are you with us?
I can see her.
Yeah, I can see her too.
I can see her.
Oh, no, she's back again now.
Her screen is frozen, but our internet connection is unstable, my darling.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not getting a message for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been seeing you and Penny bounce around, Chris.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Me too. You guys have been freezing up.
Your bandwidth is low.
It is.
Yeah, well, our bandwidth is never high, unfortunately. As long as we can all hear each other, that's the main thing.
Right.
The faces are just a lovely, lovely bonus. So, where were we?
We were asking him to perform a funeral. We've decided it's a non-denominational chapel.
Okay.
And he was looking at Irina and her brother.
Well, Irina and her brother come forward to speak to the preacher, the priest, and say, Father Donovich, our father died unexpectedly last night, 3 nights ago, and we really want to have a funeral service for him. Would you be willing to do that for us?
Why would he be unwilling?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't very liked.
But, yes, of course, that's absolutely no problem. Of course, it's things like that that I'm here for. Yeah, vanishingly close to the edges of his sanity, unfortunately. But he's still capable of performing the service.
I'm liking this guy.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
You're strange.
A person after your own heart, huh? Well, after Lena's own heart, I should say.
But I want to, but I will insist that you're going to do the service. The burial itself must be done at dawn. It's the safest time, you understand. It's the safest time before they come here. Or shortly after they've left anyway. Something like that happened. I don't really remember. Anyway,
Nope. Hang on. They. Expand on they.
Yes, what is this they that you speak of?
And isn't it close enough to dawn that we can have it anyway? Do we really have to wait an entire day?
No, with the time. If you'd gone there straight from the house when you woke up, it would have been fine. But given you stopped for the service, the building
the
job,
carriage.
Then it's a bit later. I'm going to suggest a couple of things. Can you, Semyon, can you give me a... let me see. A persuasion roll.
13.
Probably not enough for this. Well, so his response to your question is, well, them, you know, surely you must know. This is Barovia, you must know what's going on.
If I knew, I wouldn't have asked, don't you think?
We're new here, so...
Oh, that too.
Okay, Erevan, would you like to try a persuasion roll, please?
Sure. Where'd it go? Oh, nice. I've got 25.
Nice. Well, after what happened to my son, I don't want anything coming near the church. You can already see what's happened to it in the past. He waves at the general state of the church, which obviously, as we've previously noted, is burnt and battered and in a state of some disrepair. My son might call to them.
What happened to your son?
You mean he hasn't been so far?
I just lean over to Aramon and go, what is he talking about? I don't understand anything this man is saying.
I'm trying to find out.
Oh, right, sorry.
It's okay.
As you were.
And what's lovely is that on my screen, you two are next to each other, but you've leaned away from each other to whisper to each other.
How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, that's much better. So, Josh, if you could lean to your right. And oh, no, now you've all swapped around. It's no good.
I mean, that's not... Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had some, like, dog-related just, like, chaos over here. What just happened for the past, like, 5 minutes? I'm sorry. It's like... Right. We had a situation.
We're talking to a crazy priest.
Eremon has explained that... has managed to persuade the priest, who, if you didn't catch his name, is Donovich.
Okay, thank you.
To explain what he's scared of and why he wants to have the service at dawn.
Okay.
What is the they that he refers to? And he says, well, I mean, ever since the raid a year or so ago, things have been circling the church during the night.
The raid?
Yes, when my son, Doru, and some of his friends went and raided Castle Ravencroft.
Oh.
Is that near Castle Ravenloft?
Why would they do that?
Sorry, what was that, Alton?
Ravencroft?
Ravenloft, sorry, I keep doing that.
Wasn't that John Peel's original surname? Wasn't he Ravencroft?
No idea. Anyway, meanwhile, if I can herd this back together again.
You can certainly try.
Yeah. There was this wizard that came to Barovia from somewhere long way away, persuaded my son and his friends to to raid Ravenloft. He managed to persuade them that if they were armed right and timed it right, then they could bring down Strahd and bring freedom to our village. But nobody, to start with, came back. We never saw the wizard again, never saw any of Doro's friends again. But then Doro did come back, and he's really not well. I've put him in the basement, but there is no food he'll take. And he's just there, and his screams get worse and worse, night on night and day on day. So I spend all my time praying for the salvation of his soul.
How long has this been going on? When was the raid?
Just over a year ago, and my son returned to me a few weeks later.
And he hasn't had any food for nearly a year? That makes no sense.
Well, that doesn't sound entirely natural.
Mm.
Would you all like to make me an arcane roll, please?
Sorry.
Oh, great.
16. 6. Woo, 19.
Ooh, I got a big ol' 4. Really helping here, kids.
9.
I got a 7. I actually beat somebody in an intelligence.
And I have a -1, so.
Well, Semyon has a -2, so.
I have a +3 and roll 6.
So. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Marmoset sort of perks up and goes and realises that the likelihood is that he's some sort of vampire.
Ooh.
The son or the priest?
No, the son.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Assuming the priest is telling the truth about
it. Hang on. Ooh. If the son's not really had anything to eat for nearly a year, then the only way he can survive if he is... dun, dun, dun! Some sort of vampire.
Can I insight check the priest and his...
I was just about to do that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sure. Fire away.
19.
14.
Okay, so yes. As far as you can tell, the priest is telling the truth as far as he knows it. Whether he's realised what his son is debatable.
Okay.
He certainly doesn't know what to do about him.
Do you think there is anything we can do to help? I ask him about his son.
I prayed day in and day out to the Morning Lord for to tell me what I can do to save him. And he tells me nothing.
Well,
sorry, is that he doesn't say anything or he tells you that there is nothing you can do?
He doesn't say anything. He has told me nothing about what I must do.
Oh, that sucks when your god doesn't get back to you.
So, I'm going to look through, kind of remember through my time in the library and studying. And do I know what? Trying to think, what would I need to roll to know if I know of any way of either curing vampires or just deciding, hey, they need to die and how.
I'm going to say that given you spent some time researching while you were staying at the house, can you give me another arcana roll, but at advantage?
Okay. 14.
Helpful.
No, take the 14 on the right. It's much better than the 14 on the left.
Yes, it looks prettier.
Okay, so... you know kind of the standard, the things you know about vampires and how you kill them. You know, the normal, stake to the heart, beheading, don't like running water, all the normal, sensitivity to sunlight, all the normal stuff. What you don't know is any way you could actually stop him being a vampire. Without him being turned from a vampire into a, well, a dead vampire, basically.
Right. It sounds to me like the the things that are coming around this place are because of your son. And from my extensive research, there's really no way to cure him. We're going to have to release him, so to speak, to your god.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
You want to let him out of the basement?
Put him out of his misery.
Oh.
It's time to let him go.
But I'm his father. If I let him go, who would look after him like I do?
Your god?
I'm not sure you're understanding what we mean by let go.
Okay.
Oh.
Let me take a page out of Simeon's book. We're going to have to kill him.
Oh, I can't read.
It's okay. It's a picture book.
Oh, that one. Yes.
No, he's my son. He could still be saved. You must not kill him. He's perfectly safe down there. He's not doing anyone any harm.
Yes, but he's calling the things that are...
You know, the neighbors have complained occasionally, but...
But he's also calling the things that are coming.
Another colorful scream comes from below. I'm sorry, I can't do the voice.
You're okay, go ahead.
Don't do it. Save your voice.
But he's calling them here. And he's causing them to come and do these things to not only your church, but to Irina and her brother's home.
That seems like a bit of a reach.
He's not your son anymore.
Has anyone got a really good bonus on persuasion? Because
no.
I haven't. Might it be worth trying to persuade him?
I got proficiency with it.
You got proficiency?
I have proficiency with it. With Try persuasion. It. So here we go.
Oh, that was very fancy.
That's great.
9 will definitely persuade him. No doubt.
Yep.
You convince me.
That doesn't take a lot, does it?
Hey. That's getting personal. Come
on. That was mean. I'm sorry, Simeon.
Aww. Simeon tries really hard.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go from the religious angle. Look, you know that whatever is affecting your son is putting you and the people of this village at risk. You have a duty as their spiritual leader to deal with that.
Give me a persuasion roll at advantage.
Ooh.
I like the approach.
Ooh. Oh, bugger. 11.
Still better than mine.
Yeah, but not enough for him to do more than stand his ground and say,
"No! No! You cannot kill him! He's my son! My son, you understand?"
Oh, we can! It's just whether or not we should.
No, he's right. We can't. If he's a vampire, he's already dead. That's the thing.
No, good point. Well met.
You're rolling well today, folks. There's some class rolling going on there.
I was trying to roll to see if I knew something about vampires, and I clearly don't, so I will say nothing.
I'm hoping we're just getting all the dirt rolls out of the way right now for when we ever actually start doing something.
Oh, that would be nice.
Do you need me to explain how probability works?
It's more fun to think about it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Okay, so it's very obvious that Donovich is not going to be well disposed to the idea of you killing his son, or what's left of his son. So it's
who would be?
Sorry,
I said who would be.
It depends on whether you like your kids or not, I suppose.
Oh,
I mean, in this context, I mean. If he didn't like his son, he might have been.
Okay.
I sort of grab everyone into a small huddle and sort of start whispering frantically, look, we're not going anywhere with this. Why don't one of us keep him talking and then I could sneak around behind, nip down to the crypt and sort out the problem.
Oh, I'll keep him talking.
Excellent.
A distraction.
Right.
Maybe you could see if he has a pet rock like you do, Lena.
Oh, I doubt it. Jeffrey is one of a kind.
Oh!
Maybe you could explain how special Jeffrey is.
Do you like rocks, too? I think rocks are pretty cool.
So, with this starting to happen...
I feel this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Rocks are cool!
I try and sneak round Donovich with a stealth roll.
Okay.
Oh, God!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, nine.
Yeah.
Try and sneak.
Yeah, you find yourself walking into, I would point out one small problem before you do that. Yep. You haven't actually found the entrance to the crypt mm-hmm. yet.
That's a very good point. I didn't think of that.
So you may want to sort that out first.
How about this? Oh, come on, brain. I just had it. Okay, what do you think we could possibly do to help your son? Say we go down there and talk to him, maybe work a little bit of magic.
Magic won't work. If magic worked, don't you think that the wizard that dragged them into this ridiculous venture would have come back safe and sound?
Roll me a persuasion.
22!
Woohoo!
Natural 20.
Excuse me, it squeaked there.
He sort of sighs and says,
well, I suppose it's worth a try. It's not something I've tried. But you're not going to kill him, are you? You're just going to talk to him.
I'm going to start out with talking to him. And if he attacks me, I'm sorry, but we must defend ourselves. But I am sincerely going to try and talk to him.
Can you promise me that if he attacks you, you just leave? You just leave, all right?
But we still need a funeral.
These are two unrelated issues.
I think he means leave the crypt. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think he's going to throw us out for trying to talk to his son. That's...
Right. I think he's saying that if his son tries to attack you, we just run.
Oh, I totally didn't get that. I thought he was just so fed up with us. He was telling us to leave the chapel.
That's what I thought too. I was like, wait, what?
I'm sorry, that could have been clearer. Yes, he means that if you go down to the crypt and his son attacks you, you run from the crypt and seal it up again.
We are very good at running. So, I am for this. Let me confer with the
rest
of my friends.
I'm a little on the slow side because, you know, I'm small and my legs aren't very long. So, I mean, just to be aware, I will fall behind you guys. I also have really, like, heavy armor on and everything.
I will condescendingly pat Tiz on the head and say, don't worry, we won't leave you behind, and pat you on the head.
She takes a second and is like, how do I feel about this? And then she's like, okay.
She's definitely a sunnier disposition than Cathra, isn't she? Cathra would have had her arm off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not that it would have stopped Semyon trying.
Well, one of my personality traits is literally, I've spent so long in the temple that I have little practical experience dealing with people in the outside world.
So for all you know, patronising pats on the head might be normal behaviour.
It is for Semyon.
Seems like it.
Well, it is for yeah. A paladin.
Okay, so...
Okay. Which way to the crypt?
Okay, you're going to head straight there, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
Oh, wait, we should probably let the brother and sister know mm-hmm. that we're going to ditch them for a second.
Okay.
Well, the brother and sister have said, okay, we will stay here. As the priest isn't prepared to do the actual burial during the day, we will stay here for the moment and pray for the soul of our father. And they check with Donovich, and he is happy for them to stay there and pray with him while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. And they say, and if you don't return until later, we will go back to the house for the afternoon. And do come and join us there.
Will there be scones?
You actually ask that.
Marmoset likes afternoon tea. I had it once and found it very civilised.
Irina gives you a look and raises her eyebrows and shakes her head and walks over to talk to her brother.
Not amused either.
I'm going to huddle everybody up again and go and just say, okay, what do we know about vampires?
We know that eventually...
Well...
I don't know.
Josh, do you want to share what you glean?
I was going to say, don't we have an expert?
Do we?
I know how to kill them.
I thought we were just talking to him.
Tell the rest of the group, quietly.
So I'm thinking what we do is we go down there, and if we so happen to kill him on accident or on purpose, we just don't tell his dad.
Wait, didn't we just say we weren't going to kill him?
That's what we said.
That may have been what you said to him, but although I see them as nothing but abominations before the gods.
I take a long, hard look at Lena and go, you were lying?
Shocker!
What? What have you gotten me into?
Is it technically lying if you don't actually know you're lying? Dun, dun, dun. I don't know.
Would you like to do
I'll get back to you.
Well, that doesn't seem like standard lying to me. That seems like just being confused, which that happens to me a lot too.
That one.
I roll religion, and Marmoset is sort of, yeah, I guess. Don't see anything. Yeah, works with my face.
What?
Lena, would you like to, because why not? Lena, would you like to do a persuasion roll without advantage against Semyon's...
Intelligence!
I would say actually against his wisdom.
Oh, that's not much better, but hey.
I would love to.
Okay, so I'm just rolling straight wisdom?
15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, oh, damn.
Time to roll an 18.
Ouch.
The one time we wanted to use someone to roll low.
Definitely the best use of that 18.
Yeah. So, Alton, Semyon, how do you want to react to your lack of conviction to the story that Lena is telling you?
I'm hurt. I'm deeply hurt. I can't believe that you've put me in this incredibly difficult situation. I mean, you lied to this poor, damaged man. How could you?
It was Jeffrey's idea.
Semyon still hasn't figured out the rock, so he doesn't know if this is true or not.
The rock doesn't sound like the most reliable form of friendship or guidance.
At the very least, he's a bad influence.
Yeah. Questionable. Yeah,
well,
I think so.
Lena is to believe Jeffrey's the thing that got her out of that house. So, just saying.
But for what purpose?
Out.
Yeah, you got me there. I got nothing.
I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying this.
So, religious qualms aside, are we okay to go down to the crypt and talk to the sun?
So, you remember I said that by the front entrance there were two doors on each side?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
If you go down to the door in the bottom right, there is... I'll just read you the description. Time and neglect have punched holes in the ceiling of this mouldy room, which contains a few broken roof shingles amid puddles of water.
It's terrible for my asthma.
In one corner, set into the floor, is a heavy wooden trapdoor held shut with a chain and a padlock. A young man's screams of anguish can be heard through the door.
Okay.
Did the priest give us a key?
Are you going to ask him?
I'm not.
Ugh. Fine. The key. The key, my good man.
Oh, the key. Sorry, I lost the key. You'll have to find another way to get
what?
In.
What?
Is there another way to get in?
This is all very confusing. What?
Has anyone got an axe?
No.
No, we burned Cathars with her.
What about Tiz?
I have a hammer.
That might work.
Do
that
you would reckon work. Your hammer could break the chains or the lock?
Maybe if I smash them, or maybe somebody else could use the hammer if they're better at it. I mean, I'm okay with it, but it's really not, like, my number one thing. I really spent most of my time in the temple,
hammer.
Like,
thanks.
Learning about my spells. Oh, okay, all right, here, just you know, try not to break it, because it's, like, really the mm-hmm. my best weapon that I'm, bang. You know, that I have. So,
I love this character. Oh, my god. She's so cute.
My brain is suddenly gone from this one time in band camp.
Wait, I know. And, like, as she's talking, she's like, oh, I know it might be able to help. And she's going to remember that she has
Knock.
Heat metal.
Oh, right.
It did not do a spell card, which is what I wanted it to do.
Hmm.
Hold on a sec. Let me put that up for you. Do-do-do-do. There we go. So, I mean, the spell is worded to, like, you know, it harms the person holding the metal object, but I feel like that could help, like, make it a little easier to break.
Yeah, I think it would.
Yes, that way you can actually bend it.
Yeah.
You know, weaken the metal.
Softening it, yeah.
So before she casts it, she's like, just be sure not to touch it, because it'll hurt.
Are you trying to break the chain, or are you trying to break the padlock that holds the chain together?
Ooh, breaking a chain with a hammer might be hard, but a padlock might come to pieces.
Okay.
But if we do the chain...
Okay, I can heat up the padlock. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. So, Semyon, so you're going to cast the spell?
Yeah, so I go ahead and cast it, and it's concentration
okay.
for a mm-hmm. minute.
Okay, and Semyon, you're going to hit it with a hammer.
Yep.
Okay.
Woo.
And I am just going to say that is fine.
Can I?
Hmm?
No.
Can I ready an action?
Sure, yes. Just in time.
I get my longbow ready.
Your longboard.
And aim it at where things are about to happen, just so that if the opening of the door causes somebody to come bursting out, I will automatically attack them with the longbow.
Okay. You can do that.
I thought you agreed to run.
I didn't do any of the talking.
And I just do literally look over my shoulder as I raise the hammer and just glare at both of them.
Okay. So you hit the padlock with the hammer and the padlock breaks into pieces. And then mm-hmm. you'll have to give it a few seconds for the... I assume you need to give the chain time to... sorry, it's Jane putting up a message saying her food is arriving in 4 to 5 minutes. That's just showing off now. Making me hungry.
It was meant to be a heads up.
Tacos are overrated.
It is tacos. It is tacos.
Yay!
Ultra wins.
Tacos.
Okay. So,
Okay,
so the padlock, you just need to give it a few seconds for the chain to cool down enough for someone to pull it out of the way.
Mm-hmm. I hand the hammer back to Tiz.
Nice job.
And I take out my flail. Just on a propped up just in case. We're ready for this, right?
Yep.
Everyone?
Sure.
Okay,
so who's going to try and open the trap door?
Not me.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lena, you need to make a strength roll for me, please.
Oh, dang.
Because it's swollen shut.
Hey, a seven.
You give it a tug and you can't shift it.
Does somebody else want to try? No?
Okay, fine.
Yay. Okay, so just a strength?
Yep, just strength.
15.
Woohoo!
Ooh.
With a creak and a groan and splintering noises, you pull open the trap door into the basement of the church.
Oh, wait, that was a save.
Oh try it again.
Do you have proficiency on saves?
Yes, I do.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Ah, right. Okay, try it again.
Oh, no!
Oh!
Okay, in that case, with a creak and a groan of your muscles, you fail to open the door hatch.
Okay, I put my longbow down, I get my quarterstaff ready instead, and I try opening the door. Trap door. 14.
Okay. With the aforementioned groan, Marmoset, unlikely as it sounds, manages to pull open the trap door.
Way to go, Marmoset.
Now, at this point, that leaves us on a nice little cliffhanger, to be honest.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The door creaks open.
Okay, so we will stop there, listener, and...
We can stop recording.
Hold on, I haven't done the outros yet, dear.
Oops, sorry. Right, I did that bit out.
Okay.
Can I do mine first?
Yep, sure, absolutely.
Cool. So I have been Jane, a.k.a. CellarDoor10 on Twitter, and I have been playing Tisrael Forgeflame.
Yay! And going in a different order, just randomly this time, Rick.
I am Ricky Rick. I have been playing Lena Random, the weirdo. I am Behom Mas on Twitter.
Okay. Caius.
Hi, I'm Caius Wickersham. I've been playing Darius Talvinar. You can find me on Twitter as D Talvinar.
Okay. Josh.
I am Josh. You can find me on Twitter at Tisarge. And I've been playing Aramon, the Tiefling Sorcerer.
Penny.
Hi, I'm Penny Hill. I've been playing Marmoset Quince, and I'm Happy Penske on Twitter.
And Alton.
Hi, I'm Alton. I've been playing the idiot and deeply hurt and betrayed paladin Semyon Anatov, and I am the Sleeping God on Twitter.
Okay, and I have been Chris Bookzombie Hill, and I'm CJH Bookzombie on Twitter, and I've been your DM for this evening's fun and games. And catch up with you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
What will our heroes find in the basement of the church, and will it lead to an unspecified number of deaths? Find out in the next episode of Curse of Strahd. Bookzombie presents Curse of Strahd starred Caius as Darius Talvinar, Penny as Marmoset Quince, Jane as Tisrael Forgeflame, Alton as Semyon Anatov, Rick as Lena Random, Josh as Eremon, and Jeffrey the Rock as himself. The DM was Chris Bookzombie Hill. Music and artwork was by The Sleeping God. This was a Bookzombie Presents production for Welcome to the Party. If you enjoyed the show, please do like and subscribe. Follow the links below to Welcome to the Party's Twitter feed, Twitch stream, and Patreon account.